Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Closing arguments are well underway right now at Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in Manhattan. Our Kevin Rincon has the latest.
And Linda, closing arguments are sounding very much like a recap of the entire trial. Todd Blanche, Trump's lawyer, going over the Karen McDougal hush money payment, talked about the Stormy Daniels payment, the involvement AMI, the apparent company of the National Enquirer, what role they may have played, David Pecker, his testimony called into question. A lot of focus on Michael Cohen, called a liar yet again. We also heard reference to Hope Hicks, who testified in this case weeks ago. The consistent theme so far in the hour plus we've been listening into is that Donald Trump is innocent and that the prosecution did not do enough to make its case. From those inside the courtroom, we're told the former president has been far more engaged than usual, watching very closely, as are some of the jurors. As we inch closer to the end of this trial, prosecutors, we're told, will take 4.5 hours to make their case. It'll certainly make for a very long day. Kevin Rincon, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
And in a surprise move, actor Robert De Niro showed up outside Trump's hush money trial today. The actor joined first responders who were at the Capitol on January 6th. De Niro shared his thoughts about Trump's time in the city.
We New Yorkers used to tolerate him when he was just another grubby real estate hustler masquerading as a big shot, a two-bit playboy lying his way into the tabloids, pretending to be a spokesperson for himself. He was calling it as himself for himself to fool the press into inflating his net worth, a clown.
De Niro also called the Capitol first responders the true heroes who stood up for democracy. Well, the son of Sam Killer has been denied parole for a 12th time. 70-year-old David Berkowitz is being held at an upstate prison. He has since expressed remorse for killing 6 people in the late 70s. He also says he's become a born-again Christian. He's currently serving 25 years to life for each of the 6 murders. And a convicted murderer will be sentenced today in Brooklyn for the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy 6 years ago. Ralif Bradford shot and killed Justin Ritchie in East New York after mistaking him for a rival gang member. He's being sentenced for second-degree murder. And now an update to a story we told you about earlier on 1010 Winds. Cops are now saying an NYPD officer who was hurt escorting 3 dirt bikers from Central Park Friday afternoon was knocked off his scooter by one of the suspect's bikes and not punched as it had originally been reported. The officer was treated at a hospital for minor injuries. The bikers fled and are still on the loose. We have surveillance pictures of the group at 1010winds.com. A Brooklyn man has been charged in connection to a fatal car crash in Bushwick Sunday morning. Police say 32-year-old Juan Lopez fled a traffic stop around 5:30 and crashed into a Honda Pilot at Gates and Central Avenues. 29-year-old Micah Dukes was ejected from the back seat of the SUV. She was taken to a hospital where she died. 3 other people inside were not seriously hurt. Lopez is facing several charges, including reckless endangerment, vehicular assault, and driving while ability impaired. He also refused a breathalyzer at the scene. Investigators say he could also be charged with vehicular manslaughter. Thousands of public school cleaners are rallying outside City Hall today for a better contract. Our Marla Diamond has a story and joins us now live.
And Linda, those school cleaners and handy men and women marched from City Hall to Education Headquarters, chanting for a new pension. Union Director Shirley Aldabaugh with 32BJ said the current pension is not enough to retire on.
I have a member today that was talking to me. He's 65 years old. He'd like to retire this year. I told him, if you got a pension improvement, you may want to wait till next year. but, you know, It's grueling work.
And it takes a lot of hands. Over 5,000 workers keep 1,300 city schools cleaned and maintained. The last pension increase for these workers was in 2018. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live outside Department of Education headquarters in Lower Manhattan.
And their contract with the city is up at the end of June. The shooting death of a 29-year-old woman in Brooklyn Monday morning has been ruled a homicide. 29-year-old Tanisia Blockwood was shot in her Midwood apartment around 10 a.m. Her 35-year-old boyfriend, Teddy Knight, was also found with a gunshot wound to the head. Investigators believe it was a murder-suicide. Knight's mother, Norma, says she witnessed the shooting and told police her son fired two shots at Blockwood and then stomped on her face. They had been arguing hours before the shooting. The couple also had two young children. Police are still investigating what led up to the violence.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.